Has anybody ever done that? St. Patrick's Day Santa Claus?
Yeah. What?
Irish Santa?
St. Patrick's
Day. Yeah. So it's like St. Patrick's Day, Nicholas? But they get their own Santa Claus. Patrick?
That's okay. A genre of white nonsense I don't really wade through. Well, I keep I keep mine to like white girl crystal bullshit. You know what I mean?
Alex, is this your continuing war on Christmas?
Is
your
St. Patrick's Day.
Continuing?
I have a war on Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, yeah.
What's here in me bag? Oh, it's nothing but coal. For everyone outside the Catholic Church. And for you, little girl, I got your
coal
fucking
for
snake.
All the Protestant children.
That's what you are. You're a snake to me. I'm gonna feed you to my deer that flies. Shitey little girl.
My deer, Seamus. Ryan.
Are you drunk?
It's always named Seamus. It's always Seamus.
You gotta name all the reindeer still, so they're like, on Trumper and Thumper. And Trumpet, they're all named the same thing.
And the other one.
And I don't know your fucking name, just pull a sleigh. Gotta be out all fucking night working 9 to 5.
Is Santa like, is he like, is he half in the bottle here? Is
that a bottom of a bottle?
Is he drinking and sledding?
And guess what the bottle's full of? It's full of snowflakes.
Oh, okay.
That took a turn.
That's right. It's magical, you fuck. Anyway, somebody get that started.
Hey, guys. Welcome.
Welcome back. Oh, didn't see you there. We were just here having a joke around the old Thanksgiving tree, because it's another episode of Ballin' Out
Gundam
Time.
Pew, pew, pew.
Ready?
Go!
It's our
actually
gobble.
Thanksgiving.
Oh,
yeah,
when it is,
it's Thanksgiving
yeah.
the day this releases.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Hey, I hope you guys are all having fun getting sick wherever you are. In whatever way you're getting sick. You might not be getting sick with COVID. You might be getting sick with diarrhea, which is what you'd normally be getting
sick
with.
You might be getting a little bit of the itis. Just a bit of the itis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You get mono from kissing too many girls.
That too.
Yeah.
That's what I
did.
To spend Thanksgiving back in 7th grade.
Oh, nice.
Way to go, Alex.
Oh, boy. Did you guys ever
the cops
mono?
Can't find this.
Everyone remembers the sexy boy-girl Thanksgiving party of our youth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just spit swap and cranberry sauce between
yeah.
Oh,
they get a turkey band if you've done it in the stuffing.
So gross.
7 minutes in.
Turducken?
7 minutes inside the turkey orifice.
7 minutes inside the turkey orifice. That's right. 7 minutes in maize.
It's where you put the turkey over your head with another person. You're both inside the hole in
Jesus
the turkey.
Gross.
Just
so
gasping
gross.
For air. Just wishing you weren't inside a dead bird.
Just breathing your air on each other.
In general, like, horny holiday-themed stuff is just, like, the most disgusting to me. It's just so scary.
Katie, I've got you under the kissing plan. There's no escaping me now that you're under the plant.
Look up, Katie. Two drumsticks hanging from the ceiling.
You know what they say about...
Two drumsticks
Katie, what's that above you? It's the corpse of a Lenape chief. Time to kiss.
When you meet a young woman under two drumsticks, you stare into one another's eyes and contemplate our disgusting shared national heritage.
That's love. That's what love is. Hey, welcome back to the show. We got all your friends here. We got Alex and Jeremy and Katie and special guest returning from the Talking Naruto podcast. It's TV's Lawson Leong.
Oh, hey, everybody. I've never been on TV, but thank you.
Don't fucking tell them that. Don't
tell them.
Sorry, I can't,
they don't know.
I can't lie.
He's been on Naruto, everybody. Lawson, let me handle this.
That is true.
Let me handle this. He was on Naruto.
He
played Shoji. You might know him as the voice of Shoji.
He's in that one episode you couldn't possibly forget it. It's the one where it's Naruto, but with a live action person in the middle of it.
Yeah,
like a reverse Roger Rabbit.
I was doing background work that day, and they couldn't be my usual
extra, one regular human extra. Look, is not part of the story.
They couldn't be my usual but I was like, well, it's Naruto, so I'll do it. Also, I was 18.
And do you remember that episode where Naruto walks into a cafe and there's a stand-up show going on and then he leaves?
That was Lawson.
When he looks to another Naruto character and he says, like, do we want to stay?
Yeah.
There's like another bar across the street.
Hey, buddy, I don't go to your job and put the shurikens in other people's eyes.
You know, guys, work's really tight right now, but when I was offered extra work on Goblin Slayer, I'm like, you know what, this is too much. I'm a Jewish woman.
Oh, no.
I can't
that's
do
real
it.
Specific.
The worst one to go on.
That's why I turned it down, you know? I said, I just simply can't.
I would love casting for Goblin Slayer, just going around to women and be like, we're looking for a white mage, and she's adventurous.
And pure blood.
We have the script. We actually don't really want to show it to you until you get there. It's just better. It's better if you just take the job and then we tell you on the day, because a lot could change. Working here with GS, that's what we call
them. Lots of women up for it, so you know you definitely want to show up. A lot of women
want to
be.
So many girls
want to
be.
Really...
they want to be just torn apart by these goblins, but. hey, only one's going to get it, and she's got to have haunted eyes.
You want to be a star, don't you?
That show sucks, man. I watched it. I already talked about it. I watched
the movie.
It's just more of the same.
Yeah.
I actually do have. There is a movie. It's good. If you enjoyed the classics of women being punished, you'll love.
I did watch all of season one of Goblin Slayer. It has.
It's good.
Yeah,
but it's bad.
Yeah.
But it's good.
That's a good description. That's a very good description.
One of my partners has like no cultural touchstones in common with me, which is an interesting place for someone like me to be. And I was trying to explain, because they're like, "Oh, what's like some good anime?" And I was like, "Good,
yeah,
or
none.
Like
what, yeah, what
type good?" Of one? Well, I'm like there, because I was like, I like two things. I like your Evangelions, which is like a piece of art, and then I like Ouran Host Club, which is like garbage, and I will watch it every time. And they're like, the regular good kind. I'm like, really? You don't want to watch this anime about lesbian baseball
plots? Which
one is
Food Wars?
Like, not
I actually don't know Is Food Wars, it's kind of in between.
Oh, it's bad.
That's
good,
true.
Because
not
it's so...
the game. Not
you can't
game.
Show
that's
people
true.
Food Wars.
Yeah.
I've done it. I've done it. They judge you. They judge you for what you do in your spare time. If you
I showed
do that.
It to... I showed it to Micah Brucey when he was doing the when he used to do the Pilots show. You remember he used to do that Pilots podcast?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great example of a show to not show Micah Brucey.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly. Well, that was what I was hoping for. The reaction I was hoping for was just like disgust and sadness, and we got it. And then
nailed it.
Good job.
Well, then Leif fucked up and like saved the file wrong or something, and then the episode got lost, and so I had to come back, and we watched Dragon Ball, and I was like, this
you
is
You fucked
lame.
Up, Leif.
This is fucking
lame. You fucked
lame.
Up. You might have thought you got away with it, because it's been years later, and no one cared, but we remember.
You may think you got away with it, because nobody listened to Micah Brucey's pilot podcast.
Wow.
Man. Spicy.
You're always dragging
the
dragging
shadow has been cast.
Unexpecting Long Islanders behind the paywall.
Okay, this came up with one of my friends recently. He is from the South Shore, so me and Jeremy will drag anyone
Ooh.
From the South Shore.
Trash. All right, I'm veering
trash.
The podcast.
And he's from,
I'm veering
he's
it
from
back
Suffolk
away.
County too, isn't he?
No, we're not talking about Long Island right now. I have anime discussions.
I'm pretty sure he's from South Shore, Suffolk, which, if you ask me, is the worst quality
it's
Long
garbage.
Island has to offer.
It's
the South
garbage.
Shore. I'm with both of you.
Yeah. Thanks,
yeah.
Where,
yeah, you
where's
get it.
Montauk?
Okay. Get it.
We'll stop okay. this now. But
no, wait, I don't
Sorry,
care.
I was channeling my 10-year-old when I used to play baseball in Long Island, and that was always the regional.
Dude, you know who's worse than the South Shore though? Is No Shore, the middle people. Those people are fucked.
Yeah.
That place
is
bad.
Not
middle
the
Island,
fucking
get
landlocked
lost.
Losers, get them out of here, ham and eggers. A lot of them.
Losers. You're from Billy Joel country. You have Billy Joel in malls and nothing else.
Living on an island, can't get to the beach, am I right? Yeah.
Misery. Why would you live on an island?
I know.
Anyway, so I've been watching...
What have you been watching,
I've been watching
Alex?
Space Dandy and Chappelle's Show, 2003.
Oh, yeah, I saw Chappelle's Show is on
oh,
fucking
is.
Netflix
right.
again, man. Did they actually get the licensing for the music this time?
He has Mos Def rap to him in a car, so I believe so.
Oh,
okay,
because
I remember the last time it was on there, like all the musical guests were cut at the end, and that sucks because that's the best part of the show.
The first season of Chappelle's Show, because I remember they do like more high concept stuff as it goes on, and I understand. So Dave Chappelle famously quit it because he felt like the show was used to propagate racism in America, and he didn't like what he was a part of. Watching the first season of Chappelle's Show, they will have sketches. That are just like Hispanic people steal. Here's a sketch.
Well,
it is like genuinely the most racist.
I don't even know if it was racism
ever.
As much as like Dave Chappelle's like, they wanted to put me in a dress. So I said no to all that money. It's like, wow, integrity, Chappelle. You really were.
Well, but then later on, he like revises the tale, and like at some point, he's talking to like Jimmy Fallon or some shit, and he's like, yeah, you know, like Jay-Z gets paid like millions of dollars, and they didn't want to pay me millions of dollars, so I walked away.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's less cool.
Yeah.
That's much less.
That
cool.
That does seem like what happened, though. That seems more likely what happened. Because in the first season, they will have sketches that like kind of bomb, so he has to like riff and save them on stage, and his go-to is just like chicken and watermelon, and then the whole crowd's like, ha, 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 and it's like, you did that. No one made you do that.
I mean, okay, I will say that America has a history of driving its black performers literally insane, and I'm empathetic to that, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, like Dave Chappelle... All the most memorable sketches
can.
We cannot discuss.
Hey, exactly. There's like 9 different sketches in my head right now where I'm like, well, I can't say that one. Well, maybe this one. No, can't say that one.
Like, all the empathy I have for Cat Williams, I do not have for Dave Chappelle.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. Because the other thing about Dave Chappelle that you got to remember is that Dave Chappelle has been like completely out. He was out of the spotlight for like a decade. He disappeared. Yeah. He didn't do it anymore. He didn't have to come back. He did come back. And nobody's holding his feet to the fire anymore. He puts out Netflix specials that they're like lucky to have. You know, he's completely in control of his career right now. Nobody has control but him. And he still is out there just like, yeah, trans people are weird. And you're like, nobody's making you do this. Yeah.
It's so funny, though, because like, while it is all of his trans material stuff, I totally understand why you would be offended by it. But looking at everything else he's ever done, they're like, yeah, this is what this guy does.
Yeah, like,
because it says offensive shit.
It's not surprising. Yeah.
He's really good at it.
Yeah, he's certainly no like J.K. Rowling, where it's like, you wrote books about wizards. Why is this part of this for you?
As like a lifelong hater, the J.K. Rowling saga, like I genuinely feel bad for some people, but damn, can you imagine all those cover-up tattoos? Ooh! Love it!
I love it.
I love it!
Yeah, this isn't a Horcrux. This is a burning cross.
All sorts of people.
It's unrelated.
All sorts of people got like the got the lightning bolt thing, and now it's like a TCOB.
Yeah, this is.
I actually turned it into an SS.
Yeah, it's half of the SS symbol.
No!
It's not a wizard thing. I don't like wizards.
So we're about to head into second lockdown, or at least we are choosing to do that because we don't want to die. Anime should I watch? I have all the subscription services. I got Funimation. I got that Crunchyroll. I got that High Dive. Where should I go? What am I seeing?
Okay. I've reviewed the first season on here, but Fire Force Season 2 is out on VRV.
Okay.
Which is Crunchyroll. I think it's the same subscription.
Yeah, that's what I use.
Very worth your time.
Okay.
Very fun all the
Can
way
I...
through.
Okay. I couldn't keep watching Fire Force, and I don't want to burst Alex's bubble, but here, okay. So season one of Fire Force,
in,
right?
Go in, go
here's
in,
what happens.
Go in.
You can't see Lawson, he's taking off his earrings.
Listen. I really wanted to like it. The art's really good, cool concept. First episode, this kid's like, I want to be a hero. Episode two, his boss is like, you're a hero, kid. Episode five, there's like this evil black woman. She's evil, I don't know why. And then the hero kicks her in the face, and she's like, I love you now. And I was like, you know what, I can't watch this anymore. I feel like
that's the thing about women, the show, they love it when you do
if this
it.
This is the way the show's going. I can't handle it. This kid, he literally, like, he was called a hero one episode in. Five episodes in. Kicks this woman in the face, turns her into part of his harem. I'm just like, all right.
Well, she's an adult and he's like 14.
Also,
that's the weird part of
weird.
It.
I just like.
But he has abs. I mean, he has abs.
So my whole thing is like with trash anime is that it needs to at least look
cool. It does
look
cool.
And I find a lot of modern animation looks like dog shit. So I watch a lot of like stuff from the 90s and whatever. But yeah, I can like. Overlook bad plots if it at least looks
Fire Force
good.
Is great animation.
I mean,
undeniably.
Okay, yeah.
It's great animation,
is
and
it
it's pretty much
it
Bleach.
It's Bleach.
Oh.
It's pretty much Bleach, but with a firefighter theme. That's why the first episode of season two is a calendar shoot, which
like
I found very
Bleach.
Funny.
I don't like
it has
Bleach.
The same ups
so
and downs of Bleach. I do feel that.
I don't like Bleach, man.
They have like
so.
Special fire moves.
I'll still give it a go
because,
like, what the fuck else
it's
am I gonna do? But
instead of
stand right now,
instead of everyone having
like
swords,
Bleach.
Everyone does something with fire. Yeah,
they're fire. So, but they also they're dressed as firefighters.
Yeah. I was just gonna
of,
say, aren't they supposed
kind of
to be firefighters?
Well, they're the special yeah. fire force. If you are a part of the firefighting unit, you could be promoted. You're so good at putting out fire. Why don't you have?
How much is
why
it,
don't you shoot fire out of your body?
How much is it like Backdraft 2?
I haven't seen Backdraft 2, and maybe that's something I can work on. Maybe that's my Thanksgiving now.
That's gonna be my Thanksgiving, so I could that so I can feel like I'm at the Italian's house is watching Backdraft 2.
After I'm out in out of episodes of the original Cumtown Chappelle show, I
you
will
start
watching Backdraft 2.
Get that trending. Start calling Chappelle.
It tickles the same little bone in me. Oh, other great show, Katie, if you haven't seen it, is Space Dandy.
Oh, yeah. I watched all of that when it came out.
Space Dandy Wa.
Oh, I love that. Because that came out when I was in art school, so it was prime time for ooh. Wacky bullshit. I was just like, ooh,
suck
yeah, counterculture. Oh,
he's a dandy. He dies every episode.
Yeah,
why?
He's got a big pompadour. Ooh.
Somehow this is the Cowboy Bebop universe. I don't know how no one was sued over that. They have the same money, I guess. That's pretty cool. Big fan of Space Dandy. I think that's all the between those two, I mean, that's a lot of anime.
That's true.
So I've had my hands full over here.
Okay.
Lawson, have you been watching any exciting animes?
Trying to think of like something maybe you guys wouldn't know, maybe not have seen. I mean, have you guys checked out Dr. Stone yet?
I saw an episode in a hotel room.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it doesn't start slow. It doesn't say it has like the big pilot thing, and then it's a little slow for a couple episodes, but. I think it's super worth it. Dr. Stone is... It was one of my favorite mangas the last few years. And I think the anime has been really good, too. So I would definitely recommend
it. See, I don't think I've said my Dr. Stone opinions on here, but it's similar to your Fire Force thing. I stopped watching Dr. Stone after a few episodes because I was like, this is just Japanese Breaking Bad. This is the closest they can get to Science Rocks show. They have a guy, and he loves Stone, and he's got his own twisted plan. And he wants to cook.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. But who doesn't love Breaking Bad? It's fucking great. Yeah.
I love Breaking Bad. Only Jeremy. Only Jeremy doesn't love Breaking Bad.
I don't
he's
like
the only
Breaking
one in the
Bad.
World.
Dog I actually.
Oh my God.
I don't like Breaking
dog shit
Bad.
Show.
Yeah.
Can't even
fair.
Talk
sorry.
With you people. But anyway, having seen Breaking Bad, I was examining Dr. Stone in that light, and I was like, it doesn't have that. No one's ODing on heroin. They don't take the premise as seriously
that's
as I
true.
Want them to.
Yeah,
with the Stone World. Because you could do anything in a Stone World, and I feel like they do kind of just some like they go with like a very straightforward path to it.
I would like to put out to the Piss Pigs if they can suggest corny teen romance slice of life bullshit to me, because like I'm really good at finding boy shows, but I need some like crying and going to the festival and watching fireworks and your pinkies touch and giving a piece of cake and going, oh, like,
did you finish Yuri on Ice?
No, so I have been watching that, but I need more. I need more.
Did you ever see Love Hina?
Yes, I've seen Love Hina. God.
Okay. Don't yell at me.
What did you say?
Have you watched Psyche K? It's not really a love story, but it's slice of life comedy.
I haven't. Yeah, I watched a couple of those.
I think it's on Netflix.
It's like about a dude who's psychic and on the spectrum, right?
Yeah.
Because he does.
It's pretty funny, though. It's slice of life.
Yeah, okay.
It's the one that I thought of.
Have you ever seen Britney Spears' Road Trip movie?
Crossroads?
I have.
Movie. Oh, yeah.
Crossroads is great.
They do karaoke to raise money to fix the car.
And then that one girl is, like, pregnant, and then the other guy's the dad, and it's a weird twist, and then she punches him. It was crazy.
What was that other crazy road trip movie from that era that was, like, might have been Cameron Diaz?
You gotta be more specific.
It might have been Cameron
Shrek.
Diaz.
You're thinking of Shrek.
And she's, like, a mess. She's
it's
supposed
not
to be,
a road
like,
trip
a
movie. It's about an ogre.
She, like...
Is that when she has like a sister who's like?
It's on. It was like one of those ones that would be on Comedy Central on repeat all the time. I just remember there's a scene where she's like in a bathroom and there's like a painting of a dog on the wall.
Is it
and
where
she's?
Yeah. It's like
then there's a hole where the dog's mouth is, and then it turns out it's a glory hole, and like someone on the other side is jacking off, and. What movie?
I'm already laughing.
I'm
looking it up.
No, if there was one where she's a mess, there's one where she's like a mess and she has a sister who's like together, and the whole point is them like meeting in the middle.
There's something about Mary?
Mary? No, it's not the most famous comedy movie of the 90s.
It's not
Elizabethtown.
Is it Wayne's World?
It's Elizabethtown with Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
Vanilla Sky.
Oh, and how funny would it be if that was Garden State and there's L'Oreal scene?
I would like that movie a lot better than. No, she wasn't. I think Garden State would be vastly improved by many Glory Holes. If it was just like
the Glory Hole scene. I was thinking Train Spotting. She was in Train Spotting, that road trip movie. I got her IMDb up here. She's in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Is she really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Who is she in that?
She's blonde TV reporter.
Oh, yes, in the elevator. Yeah,
she
doesn't
have a name.
I literally just watched
ordinary?
This like 2 nights ago.
It can't be. What era of the 90s are we talking about?
I think this is what it is. It's the sweetest thing.
Yeah,
I think
that
the sweetest thing is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
2002, actually.
I was going to say. He's got like a sister who's like.
Whatever, man.
Together or someone. Yeah.
Has
got
like a it together, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, it's no Britney Spears.
Yeah,
she's in Gangs of New York.
Yes, she's the main girl in that, yeah.
She plays the city of New York.
The main girl.
one of the characters. That's the thing about New York, it's my main girl. And then 9/11 is like when the strap fell off her bra or something. If New York was a girl, let's finish this idea. Wardrobe malfunction is 9/11? I can wait.
I will love to hear all these male opinions first, and then I can tell you what it is.
Is it when she loses her earrings because she's
so
been a sloppy bitch?
If New York is a girl, then she's really high maintenance and like needs very expensive, like you got like pay a lot on dates and stuff, right?
I feel like we can
all agree on that. It's pretty fucking expensive here, huh?
Yeah,
she's not a cheap date.
She's certainly not a cheap date.
My man, no.
So then 9/11 would be targeting specifically a center of wealth. So we'd be talking about maybe something bad that happens on a date. Mm. So I'm going to say broken heel.
Okay.
Broken heel, but it's broken heel when we're on our way somewhere that's like really important to her, like the opera or whatever. And she's really pissed that she has to miss it.
So
yeah, she has to. You can't go into the opera with a missing
heel. What we're missing here is 9/11's very bad. So it has to be the worst. It's got to be worse than that. Happens. So I think it has to be like a comical, like tragedy where like. The whole dress just gets torn asunder by a comical,
has
to be ripped off. I was going to kept saying that she like poops her pants or has a miscarriage, but that's body horror. That's not.
Yeah.
That's not. Miscarriage.
A miscarriage was is a not a wardrobe like... malfunction.
Oh man, it was so, did you see the award ceremony when she had a miscarriage?
Dude, but it's like that time.
Oh wow, it was really.
It's like that time when we had the Hard Times show at St. Vitus, there was that one time where I was wearing those shitty fucking $20 H&M pants, and I was like stepping up onto the stage, and the whole seam in the inner leg of one of the legs, just like all of it, all at once came apart.
That so happened to me bowling
like
once.
Half of a pair of jeans, and like an hour before people were showing up for the show.
What did you do?
I ended up taking my bike down to the fucking Levi's store in Williamsburg, buying like an $80 pair of jeans.
I gotta look good fast.
It's the only well, you're on like a fucking hour, and you're like, where do they sell jeans? The Levi's store.
I don't blame you. I mean, I've gone to that store to get my jeans. Those are good jeans there.
Good lord.
All right, new segment. What's your favorite pair of jeans? I'll start Levi's. I get Levi's. You guys get something else. They rip all the time. I wear out some jeans. I tell
Dude,
you that.
Fucking,
I take powerful lunges.
Quality control at Levi's has gotten out of hand.
It's no good. But here's the thing. I literally don't own a pair of jeans.
Right. Katie is too powerful for pants. We've discussed this before.
I have leggings. I have one pair of leggings that look like they're jeans. They are not jeans.
Uniqlo has this wonderful product they call Easy Jeans. And what they are, they leave the assumption that surely this fellow's wearing jeans, but actually they're stretchy sweatpants that you can just wear around town to the office.
So they're jeggings. Which have been-
well, they're not jeggings because they look like jeans, but they're actually
like
sweatpants.
Jeggings
are leggings.
Jeggings are more form-fitting than jean sweatpants.
Okay. So these are
jean sweatpants are not. They also have to be black because it eludes the eye. You know, people can't keep track of what's going on.
Yeah, it eludes the eye.
I think I've said what I came here to say.
Say, Alex, where are we on time?
Your lower body's a whole illusion. I think it is almost exactly the correct time to recap episode 41 of the hit show Mobile Fighter G Gundam 1994. Battle Royale begins. Dark Gundam revived. Are all of my fighters set?
Go!
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 Ready, go. I did it wrong.
Fucking sucks. I hate this show.
Yeah, this really is.
I hate this fucking show.
This
they
sucked.
Did
so
one
10
thing.
Episodes from the end.
They did one thing one time that from a basic storytelling perspective kind of made sense, and then the very next episode they're like, never mind. And I just can't stand it. I can't stand this show. It's so bad.
Well, but you didn't see the clown
one.
Far be
it for me
to
disagree with
so
Katie,
good.
But I would have to say that not only does this show suck, it also is bad. It is fucking.
Yes.
No, it's
it
not.
Sucks and is bad. It's not. It's not like fun sucky where you're like, this shit's nuts and I love it. Like, yeah. I love the bad dubbing in the original Great Teacher Omizuki, like that bad 90s dubbing. I love that kind of stuff. This doesn't How even, it's just all bad. There's nothing entertaining.
I disagree. I respectfully disagree 41 times.
Alex, did you choose for this to be the Patreon show? Whose choice was this? Was this yours?
I think a listener said it. I don't think I said
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Push that one off onto a listener, you fucking, you
fucking
piece of
asshole.
Shit. They pay our salary.
I think it was, we watched the first one with Kath Barbadoro. I think she said, you guys should watch all of these. You guys, I'm not going to come back, but you should watch more.
You should watch every single one of these. You're gonna love it. We should have her back for the finale.
I've invited her several times.
She's smarter than me.
She's got to come back for the finale. Come on.
She's always she's always recording. She's afraid of G Gundam.
Come
Face
on.
It. She's afraid of the Dark Gundam. It keeps her up.
I can't. I don't even know how many episodes it's
Every
been
time
since
you...
I've been on. Like, it could have been. If you told me it was like episode 1 to episode 40, I'd believe you. Since the last time I was here.
Well, that's how quick things are moving here, but there's a lot going on, everybody. I think it's a bad show that is fun, and that they have so many good... first of all, just Domon's charisma is really something to watch here, and it keeps me coming back. You know, I'm just going to jump right into the episode, and anybody chime in at any point in time here. So, we're on episode 41, Battle Royale begins. Dark Gundam revived? And the beginning is pretty special because after the exciting intro song that I love, they have some of the shots that they use in the intro sequence because everyone is looking around forlorn. It's the day of the Battle Royale, and so it's time to look at a sunset or your prison cell.
Or your four wives.
Your four wives or, you know, whatever's going on with you. And the narrator in his red pajamas comes in. And he says, it's the day of the Battle Royale. Quote, let's hope there's nothing to be concerned about.
What do you know, narrator?
Which I think sets the stakes. I think we're hoping for a clean fight here.
Let's hope.
We're set for smooth sailing in this Battle Royale. The tricks stop here.
Keep talking, but I have a lot to... process.
Okay. All right. Well, it's all come down to this after all of these bouts in this tournament. We all knew it was ending with the Battle Royale.
So they introduce who's in the Battle Royale. What? All these people have been eliminated. I don't understand.
Right,
I don't understand the rules of the tournament at all.
It didn't seem like there was any point to having the tournament if you were just going to let everyone in the Battle Royale. Yeah. I do understand that, but that's kind of like it's like a season match. That's for the fans.
At one point, Domo says to the guy with the really cool nickname, Undefeated Asia, or whatever, he says, Undefeated Asia. That's the one.
You got it.
Yeah, nailed it. First try. But he says to him, all my other victories were just a stepping stone to get to here. And I was just thinking, like, you could have lost all of those and you still would be here.
You could have lost all of them. Also, and I don't want to harp on this, but he has already won the tournament before, so I don't see how that would be a big deal for him at all. It seems like he would be, you know, just run-of-the-mill doing business at that point, but whatever. Master Asia is a great character. He's the only one with a Gundam horse.
He's not the only one with a Gundam horse.
Zeus Gundam has a horse, but there is no horse piloting the horse.
You don't know that.
Master
Asia's
horse.
You don't know that.
Well, they've never shown us it, whereas Master Asia's horse clearly has a horse. And I actually missed the one episode with the horse, which I'm so mad about.
It took them a long time to reveal that. We saw that Gundam horse several times before they revealed that there was a living horse inside.
Well, anyway, before we get to the Battle Royale, Domon is screaming in a hospital because his brother, he found out, was fighting for Neo Germany under the nom de plume Schwarzbruder. And his real name is Kyoji Kashu. So Domon is in the hospital going, Kyoji! 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 Kyoji!
Wait, what was
until
he saying,
some
Alex?
Men with guns make him leave.
Okay.
Kyoji! and Rain is with him, and she's got to calm him down because he's just screaming the same word over and over again in the hospital. And Rain is like, Domon, look me in the eyes. Calm down. Look me in the eyes. What am I? And he's like, you're a bitch. And he's like, no, Domon, what am I? And she's like, oh, I'm a doctor. I can sneak into any hospital in the world.
Unbelievable. So it should be easy for you to sneak in there.
Sure.
He gets really excited. But I mean, at the same logic as Sailor Moon being a doctor and going to the hospital, I guess. So Rain has calmed him down. She's like, I'm going to check on Kyoji. And also, this is a side note, Domon, but you have to promise me you'll never die. Because if you go to this battle royale and die, I'm going to be really bummed out. And then he says, I'm going to tell you something, but not now. And then they hug. And it's a very emotional scene if you're watching it. There's a lot going on. And so cut to the next day. It's tournament day. Master Asia is talking to the Dark Gundam about how stupid people are and they don't get the Dark Gundam. Not like him. He loves the Dark Gundam. And he's standing on his Gundam's hand, which is like, is your Gundam jealous? Is your Gundam jealous that you're talking to another Gundam like that? And he coughs. He coughs and falls down because he has a vague disease that they don't explain to us. And who's watching this on a monitor but Prime Minister Wong, the Prime Minister of Hong Kong, crooked to the bone. And he's watching it on a like backroom VCR setup, and he's like, ha, 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 it's funny that he coughs. I'm going to use Evil Allenby, who I've captured, Domon's new girlfriend, Allenby. And
Ooh,
I'm going to use
red
her.
Red hair because she's evil.
Well, she has red hair and her eyes are red because she's been in the evil tank, Hong Kong style. They cranked her full of MSG.
She got evil whammied or something.
Yep. She got whammied up evil style and she's ready to go. So we're here live at Lantau Island. The crowd is going wild. They have this stock footage of a news reporter they use like 100 times in the show of a woman hanging out a helicopter. And she's like, I'm Trisha Patricia, and here are the rules to Gundams.
I thought there was going to be an actual explanation, and it still made no sense.
I wrote
sense.
Down the rules. Don't worry, there are only 3 rules.
Please, please, Alex, yes.
Number 1, beam ropes. The island is surrounded by beam ropes.
Cool. Much like the planet.
Just like the planet, but in an island. Rule number 2, you have to fight on the island. Rule number 3, there are no rules. Get out there.
This is your first night at Gundam Fight Match. You have to Gundam Fight Match.
So when they're introducing all the robots, they show this pan of the Neo cities in space. And right. I've never really seen them before. And they all don't look very big, and they look like spaceships that are very decorative and uncomfortable to exist on. Like, how is that one that's a ship in a bottle a place where people live?
Right, and also it's supposed to be that all the money is in the space colonies, and then the Earth cities are poor, but it does look shittier to live in the space colony.
It looks a lot shittier.
Yeah.
I think as a world-building lesson we can learn from that.
As in, don't do that?
Right now... Don't do that. Cool. Lesson number 4. Don't do what they did. we're going around from Gundam Fighter to Gundam Fighter now. We're checking in on them before the big match.
Okay,
so
I have a question.
We got Chibity. Yeah.
Sorry,
Lawson,
not to cut
yes.
you off, but so I was here for the one episode where Mr. American guy with his 8 wives got defeated. Because the Domo just decided to be more Domos on a whim. How many of these fighters who we're about to introduce has Domo defeated already? And is it 100%? Okay.
All of them. Okay. It's 100%. They've all lost and are back. They didn't bring this up, but Domon has never done the splitting into multiple Domons move ever again. I think they thought that was maybe imbalanced after they cranked it out that one time. They patched it. They nerfed that one real quick. That takes a full bar now. No one uses it. Everyone goes with Burning Finger. It's your bread and butter. And
stick to the classics, Domon.
Take it to the ground, Domon. So Chibity is talking to his girlfriends on a pier, and he says, this time it won't be a great dream. This time I will become a great one.
He says all their names, and I never realized how funny they are. They're like Biff, Tiffany, Bethany, or whatever.
One of them is Trish. I remember that.
They're all like old Jewish lady names. It's very funny.
Trish.
Margaret.
Shoshana.
Lena Dunham. It's just the girls from Girls, or his girlfriends. George is alone with his child's girlfriend and is promising her he's going to win. And she's like, I believe you. I'm a child. And he's like, great. I'm going to go do it.
Bye.
And he gives her a rose. And she goes, oh, boy, a rose. And,
oh, but okay. When he does it, though, the robot throws it. It floats and just sits in her hair. It's the most awkward animation sequence. I mean, she should be freaked out.
Could you imagine a robot throwing a rose?
No.
They're too big.
Way too big.
Come on. Way too big. And also, everyone Domon has ever defeated is also here on the island, so
yeah, that's
all
I'm
your
saying.
Favorites.
Because the other guys, they implied, won their matches, but except for Domon's, but these guys have done nothing but get disqualified out the gate, so I'm like, why the fuck are they here?
What they need to do is make a parallel series that follows the other matches we don't get to see in G Gundam to kind of clarify how this tournament went, because Zeus Gundam is back, and Gentle Chapman's Gundam.
But, like, don't you
remember,
Gentle Chapman didn't even make it to the finals. Like, that's what I don't get. They imply that before they get to this tournament, that the reason that Domon's walking around fighting other Gundams is because that's how you get to, those are the prelims to even make it that far. So it just, none of the show makes sense. I hate it.
It's like quadruple elimination. The only one we know who was in the show and then was not invited back was Sai Saichi had a girlfriend for one episode. And they were like, yeah, no, she's not sticking around.
And Mummy Gundam, because he's undead.
Oh, and the Mexican Gundam who, like, went on to have just, like, a way better life because he was just like, I'm not involved in this stupid shit.
Yeah, he's like, bye.
I'm a carpenter now.
I'm not about that life anymore.
Master Asia shows up. He's on a horse. The horse is not galloping. It's flying. So he's like sitting there with his arms crossed on this horse that is just gliding across the screen. And Domon is talking shit to him. And he's like, don't talk to me until
I
land on my horse. It's rude that you talk to me this early.
He's like, undefeated of the East. I'm going to kick your ass. He's like, my name's literally undefeated of the East. That's my first name.
Listen to what you sound like. It's so stupid. And they do a big ready go that everyone on the island says at once. Ready go. And immediately everyone in the Shuffle Alliance fights each other.
What is their strategy?
Which seems like a tactical mistake. And they even say it out loud, like, we're on a team, but we're not.
Only one of us can win.
Seems kind of arbitrary that they even introduced this concept of an alliance.
What does it even mean? What is the concept here?
We're in the Shuffle Alliance, but in this Battle Royale scenario, should definitely fight each other first. Definitely.
In this, the only scenario in which an alliance would be valuable. We're not in
diplomacy.
An alliance.
You know how it works. You beat up your allies first. Always.
You go right for the guy next to you. No way will he know you're coming. He has an 8-year-old girlfriend. Oh, he did. Oh, my God. So Domon, he ends up going against Zeus Gundam. And Zeus Gundam is he's like a big bearded man on a chariot driven by a horse that does not have a Gundam inside, as far as we know. Or the horse is not piloted by another horse, to be clear. And
we don't know that.
Well, it never shows us the horse. So if it does have a horse, that's gross misallocation of resources by the show.
Like, it took like 38 episodes for them to show us that he's in a horse.
At least they did eventually show you, whereas I don't think you ever see this one, so I don't know why I would assume there's a horse there. They never have the Gundam eat hay or anything.
I don't think there's a horse in that horse, because Zeus is clearly a jabroni, and I feel like only top guys get horses in their horses.
The show is bad. The show is bad, that's why none of it's explained. It's just a bad show.
Does he have a horse in real life? The Zeus guy?
No, he doesn't have a horse. He's a giant. Remember?
He's a giant, yeah, but I'm kind of now picturing how funny it would be if he had like a tiny little horse.
That would be funny.
Gigantic man on a little horse.
If only. I wish.
I wish. What
Mama,
a delight that
I
would
wish.
Be.
But he defeats him really easily. He does a burning slash. Sticky-shick-shick-shick-shick-shick-shick-shick-shick-shick-shick. And he bursts through it and he cuts him up. And the Zeus Gundam explodes, and then Domon says, "Please understand," which is very polite. And he walks away, and it cuts to Zeus Gundam, who is being eaten by Gundam ropes that come out of the ground. There's like these freaking ropes all of a sudden, and they're up to no good. I hope the Dark Gundam isn't involved. Now we cut back to the hospital. Back to Rain. She has on a nurse's uniform.
Sneaky
and
bitch.
She enters the hospital. Everyone immediately points guns at her. She goes, "I'm a doctor." They put the guns away. She takes the elevator upstairs. 20 different men point guns at her. She goes, "I'm a nurse." They go, "Oh yeah, what's your name?" And then she's like, "I'm here for the patient." And then they're like, "Oh, okay, never mind." So she walks in. She walks into Kyoji's room because she's trying to get to the bottom of this mystery. And then the real doctor shows up immediately. So she's like, "Oh shit." And then does this sick move where she just like flattens herself against the wall and the doctors all like walk into the room and she just walks at the back of the group. And it was so sick.
Yeah.
Kyoji's room was incredibly well lit, by the way. Just
well,
like.
Because it turns
why
out.
Why was he in the dark? What's the deal with that?
He's not a man.
Katie, true. There's a bit of a spoiler, but they send the doctors over and they're like, "Hey, we wanted to get your expert opinion on this. Rain's dad is called in for some reason, who's like the head of Neo Japan." They're like, "Hey, quick question. Should the person be full of gears?"
your expert opinion.
And he goes, "Actually, why no? This appears to be an android." And they go, "It appears he's an android."
It's an android! Schwarzbruder has been a robot of Kyoji. Tell me how that makes sense, even fucking a little bit. What?
Why? The Dark Gundam cells.
Why do this?
I hate this show! It's so bad.
What's the fucking point of making him look like Kyoji?
0 point! Zero.
Just make a regular robot.
Well, I think we have to wait and see what happens.
I
you know,
have
it
a
could also work.
It's still it's, more bullshit.
You have a. This is a show that has a mummy Gundam that's piloted by a mummy. Why not just make the German one a robot, and then we could be having conversations this whole time about like,
yeah.
Is it a commentary on like German senses
right,
of humor?
Right, he could take the
Schwarzbruder
mask off, and it's like all metal or whatever, and then
yeah,
he's
got
like,
this gear
okay,
face and like gear mouth and whatever.
I guess. Oh my god,
that was tastefully
beep, boop,
done.
You need to work on your burning finger, but, beep boop.
But Domon has to know: is that his brother? He said it way too few times in the first scene. Because we have to know.
Yeah.
Kyoji!
Is that my brother? Is that my brother, Rain? You have to go and find out if that is my brother. Kyoji.
But there's one time where he, like, stops himself. I don't remember what context it was, where he's like, is that my brother?
Yeah,
I mean, Kyoji.
What was the point of that?
I hate this show.
They just took the line read as it was. They didn't need a redo.
There's so many of that. Like last week where they're just like, remember, 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 nothing fading out. They're like, just leave them all in.
This episode, more than any other episode I've seen, Domon screams every line he has. It really tickled me. Well, anyway, it's a robot. And then I wrote this down as a quote. The committee had confirmation he was a human being. Somehow he became an android. So there's like a human being test when the tournament starts that he did pass.
We electrocuted
he was a human being
the tip of his penis and he proved to be a man. Robots love it when you shock the tip of their dick.
We asked him a riddle and he answered it. So he's not an android then. Well, that's I liked it. I thought this was an exciting
added
twist.
A ton, yeah.
And we cut
a
back.
Fuck you, Alex.
I like drama.
Eat
I won't apologize
my robotic
for liking
dick,
drama.
Alex.
I'm full to the brim of COVID-19, and I need thrills in my life. So back on this island, Domon, he's walking through the island kind of just like smoking a Gundam cigarette when he comes upon two destroyed Gundams. And he's like, by Jove, look at how they've been destroyed. That's unethical.
I don't under... Why?
But they literally say there's no rule.
I don't... Is it... Are we supposed to... what's the difference? Am I stupid? Am I wrong for not knowing this?
I think it's supposed to be like I never thought we would abandon our humanity just because we've been on this island with beam ropes, but
he's
God
asking,
damn.
What have we become? Is that what he's asking?
Yeah, if this is how you win a Gundam fight, I'm not sure I want to be part of it. But wouldn't you know who it is? It's Zeus Gundam, who is back fully repaired. His eyes are red now. And Domon says in a quote, but I just defeated you a moment ago!
He healed the second part. I don't know why he stopped. That was the line. He only yelled the second half of it.
Once again, they did one line read and they're like, all right, moving on.
It was a moment ago. Emphasis on the moment ago. And they fight, and Zeus Gundam is so much more powerful and evil. He's got ropes coming out of his neck, and his like Domon's slicing him up, and Gundam ropes are coming out, and they're tying him up with their nasty Gundam ropes. And then there's laughing. Ha 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 ha! Ha ha! Prime Minister Wong is laughing, and he's watching it, and he says, "You can come out now, my enchanting little dark Gundam!"
Cute.
And
it's a snake.
It's a snake, and there's a tsunami and an earthquake. There's a guy who's on a boat when the wave hits, and he says, I know these waves. I'm known to be an expert at this.
Yeah, but it's the guy he's staying with. It's the guy that
Domon's
staying with.
People call me Mr. Two Damn Wave. But still.
They call me Mr. Wave.
This wave is too big. But there's a goddamn dark Gundam coming out of the ocean, and it's made of snakes, and all the evil Gundams are back, and they're even more evil than before, and Domon's in hot water. He's still tied up in the nasty ropes. We cut back to Rain, who is jumped behind a pile of boxes that are in this room, this hospital room.
It's a fucking ninja, right?
Yeah, none of the lights are on, which allows ample places to hide in the hospital room.
In this high security facility, yeah. With a million soldiers, yeah.
They put all the energy into getting guys with guns just outside the room, and then they were like, well, no one's getting past them.
Are all your soldiers trained to point guns at anyone they see immediately? Yeah, for sure. Will they turn the lights on? No, never.
No,
not once.
Not even once. That's why we have a clapper, but it broke. We gave up.
By God, they're perfect. Give me 3 dozen of them.
I was kind of confused because Rain is hiding. The other doctors leave because the power goes out because of the earthquake. And then her dad is alone in the room with Kyoji and does like menacing fingers at him. Like, oh boy, I can't wait to get some of this. And then Kyoji wakes up and he goes, "You're Kyoji." And he goes, "That's right. I'm Kyoji." Ha 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 ha.
I don't get the show. I don't get the show. It's bad. I don't want it.
He's an android and he's actually awake and he's not dead and he's an android. And he's a. He wakes up and he says, "I'm your former best friend's son, Kyoji. Hello."
Wrap this up. I hate this show.
Earth 2 Doctor.
Glad he said that because I wanted to know.
So we'll have to wait till next time for that one because that's a cliffhanger. We cut back to the island. Mm-hmm. Master Asia is standing at the top of a mountain and Domon is just yelling at him. And he's like, "If you want to get me, you'll have to get through all these freaking guys first." And like all these Gundams pop out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And Domon calls them a bunch of freaks.
Bunch of Cell Junior Gundams.
He says, "You bunch of freaks," in quotes. I wrote that down. And immediately is actually like, "I'm not tied up in these ropes. That was a joke."
Man, he buried Zeus 6 feet and under. Then,
yeah, he chokeslams Zeus Gundam and lights him on fire and destroys him immediately. And one of the Gundams, Master Asia Unleashed, turned out to be none other than Sword Raven Gundam, driven by Mikolo Chariot. Mikolo Chariot, that was you!
You remember him? All the way from the first one? Mikolo.
So are these...
A delicious Mikolo.
Are they on Gundam steroids? Or what is this? Like, Hashirama cells of Gundam? What are they on?
I think with the DG cells, they've been infected by the dark, intoxicating power of the Dark Gundam, and it's given them even better Gundams that are kind of like Transformers. But
that was explained.
The thing is, Domon already defeated each of them individually as well, so the tension there is not really where you want it to be. Still going to keep watching. I think it's a great show. And
The tension is Rain going undercover as her own profession. That's where the dramatic tension is. Yeah.
I couldn't believe that his brother was an android.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This show is so crazy. Well, it's another one of these. So out of 7 Dragon Balls, what would you rate episode 41? Battle Royale begins Dark Gundam Revived, starting with Jeremy J. Manhammond.
Wow, thanks for calling on me, Alex. I gotta say, this show sucks, and it's bad.
Come on.
It's not a good show, and it's really only getting seemingly only getting worse. It sucks ass and also dick. And
I worked hard on this.
I'm sad that I watched it, and I'm going to go to bed angry and probably... yell into a pillow for a little while and
come on,
you know,
we got another 10 of these.
Might take it out on my wife.
No,
I'd be pretty mad.
Thank goodness the baby is at home. This is how Domon
petty argument over nothing because I'm mad about Gundam.
You sound like Domon right now.
Yeah, you'd think that, but actually, this is a well-developed character that I've created for myself here. Anyway, no Dragon Balls.
Jeremy, I'm very disappointed in you. You need Jesus. You got to go to church. You need Jesus. 0 stars? Come on. Get that shit out of your mouth. All right, up next, we got Katie. Katie, what do you rate this episode, huh?
I'm going to give it 1 because it is a show that was made. I mean, I haven't made an anime, so it exists. 1 Dragon Ball.
I have. On the radio.
No, I mean like a full animated production.
That's true. I could see how it doesn't count if it's on the radio. So that's a 0 and a 1. I'm going to give it... I'll give it 2. It wasn't a great episode.
Man...
I did really like the twist where Kyoji was an android. I thought that was actually very entertaining. I don't know why you guys didn't like that. The Dark Gundam antics I'm kind of tired of. They didn't really push the envelope anywhere there.
Yep.
I would hate to, like, be the one to make this, the average rating of this be under one star, but I think
you don't have to worry about the listen.
Since
the people who made G Gundam,
they're
never going to hear this.
I've been thinking to myself over and over. That woman who was a doctor went undercover as a doctor. I've just been thinking that to myself for 3 hours. So, because of not only the 20 minutes of my time it took, the 3 hours after that, I will give this 0 stars. Fuck this episode.
Woo!
None.
You love. Yeah. Eat shit, Alex. Dunk. Fuck you. I hate this
show. That's not even, like, mentioning, like, the fact that the tournament made no sense. Like, everyone qualified when they lost. It just, whatever. Just throw it all out.
Alex, are you still here?
Oh, shit!
Oh, no. Alex is frozen now. Fuck!
Oh, weird.
Shit.
But it's still recording now.
Okay.
Weird. Well, while that... Alex is gone, let's talk about how fucking whack it is that he makes us watch this stupid
show.
It
was all his fault. He insisted on it, and now we're stuck watching the whole series. I want to die.
Yeah. The G in G Gundam stands for garbage
it's
show.
It's not very good.
Garbage dog.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Show.
What's up? Hey.
Hi, Alex.
Oh, hey, what's up, dude? We were just talking about how cool you are.
Yeah.
We were saying the G in G Gundam stands for great which
show.
Is what we think of our friend Alex.
Great friend Alex Patak.
You got the star, yeah. You got the Dragon Balls in, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lawson,
yeah.
Thank you for coming on the show.
What's
your review of the episode?
Oh, well, you weren't here, Alex, but 0 stars.
Come on.
Zero balls. Throw it in the trash, piss and cum in it. Anyway, I'm the co-host of Talking Naruto at Teen Naruto Podcast on Twitter. Yeah, we talk about all of Naruto.
Check
Naruto
it out!
Shippuden, the Naruto movies. We do everything Naruto.
They
and
got
also
ninjas.
Metal comedy. We make movies. We have a movie coming out, so check that out as well. And thank you for having me on, guys.
I love
the greatest
love it.
Cinematic
oh,
wrestling
yeah.
match in history. At least
wrestling
last 6 months.
Movies.
So yeah.
Hey, I only like the ring when there's beam ropes. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. I love Gundam!
Ha.
Well, it's been another week of this. We got 10 more of these at least.
Jesus
what show
Christ.
Should we watch after? Maybe there's a little vote. How about you write in?
I think
that's
I
it
think,
for this week.
Alex, you should definitely choose the next show, I think.
Okay, yeah, I will choose the next show. I've had some great ideas I've been thinking about.
I'm just a guest.
We should just watch
but...
Outlaw Star. I would like to watch it. I enjoyed all the shooting.
No!
Outlaw Star!
Yeah. And also, I like the women.
Yeah, Outlaw Star is actually good. Yeah.
Well, I digress. Anyway, that kind of reminds me of a song.